Let us all choke on the vomit of Ollie-mania. A coldly calculated ploy, if there ever was one, to get freedom-loving Americans everywhere to actually look forward to living in a police state. What better way to make a homegrown Yankee-style junta seem kind of cool? It's funny, though. I saw no evidence of this junta mania anywhere till certain big money media organs announced that it was everywhere. Almost overnight, as if it was planned. Bumper stickers on redneck Southern California Jeeps. T-shirts on the streets and in chic boutiques of New York City. Ollie for president, he'll get things done. Ollie for president, he'll bring America back its pride. Ollie for president, he'll make the trains run on time. Maybe I just expected too much. Right about the time that whole mask should have been torn off, right about the time our Constitution's defenders should have finally stood up and just said no, Congress, as usual, chose to castrate itself and cover up and nail the mask on tighter. Make no mistake, this is heavier than Watergate. A drunk Nixon bugging his opponent's offices ain't quite as scary as a colonel making plans for martial law. But this time, it's just shrugged off as patriotic, business as usual. He looked so dashing in that snappy uniform. A sexy, homespun, no-nonsense Nazi. Andy Griffith with fangs. Groomed for maximum appeal to soap opera viewers during soap opera hours. Voila! Ollie takes the hill. Here we have a widely suspected drug runner, push-button mass murderer, just sitting there telling us right in our own living rooms on the screen, the Constitution is obsolete. The price of freedom is dictatorship. Our laws just don't apply to thugs as cool as he is. And if someday his buddies come along with the stun guns and torture you to death, hey, you died an anti-communist. And people bought it. People bought it. Right here in this room, I mentioned Ollie for president earlier, people go, yay! What is this, Germany 1933? I'm scared, man. I'm scared. I thought we had at least until the year 2000 before a Latin-style police state had a real firm grip on our own country. But now, people really almost seem to be looking forward to it. I'm scared. I seriously wonder if people like me have only got about 5 more years. 5 more years to say what's on our mind. 5 more years to even dare to have a mind. 5 more years till the gun is up against our heads. A secret team of Yahoo Yankee renegades from inside and outside the Pentagon and the CIA and their longtime blood brothers, the mob, has been starting wars, sabotaging other people's countries, staging pinpoint assassinations and kidnappings as an outcall service, smuggling in cocaine by the plane load, mountains of heroin back into the United States to finance their own private armies. And they've been doing it for the last 30 years. Private armies, accountable to no one. Has a bloodless coup already gone down? The same names keep turning up again and again. The same names at the Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba. Dirty deals in Angola, 60,000 tribesmen massacred as a favor to an opium lord in Laos, 100,000 more knocked off amidst the war in Vietnam to to make sure that smack flowed smoothly into the waiting veins of GIs getting ready to come home. Drug profits laundered with the help of the CIA through the Bank of Nugenhand in Australia. Some of these same names turn up in Watergate. Same names in the Shah's torture chambers in Iran. Some of them even turn up in the Kennedy assassination. What can we do? We're told that they're patriots. They're our shining front line, the best example we can hope to offer the world of anti-communists who for some reason always seem to be more comfortable hanging out and making deals with the local gangsters who we arm to the teeth and train not to fight so-called enemies of freedom, but to wage war on their own populations. National security, my ass. Are they killing all these people and drugging us for us? Hardly. This is all just practice. This is all just rehearsal. Trial and error, experiments and terror to get all the bugs ironed out before they set themselves up for the big one, us. Never before has this secret team gathered such a large and savage army of their own in one place. Dateline Nicaragua. These are not freedom fighters. These are piranhas who kill for pleasure and rape for recreation. A Yankee-trained cutthroat killing machine, 10,000 strong, whose only real loyalty is to the libido of the gun. What happens when that war is over? Where are all these Contras gonna go? Honduras sure as hell don't want a swarm of 10,000 bandits looting their whole country for years on end. They can't exactly carry on their pillaging in Nicaragua either. Uh-uh. What do you want to bet? That the lion's share of the Contras are going to wind up right here, intact, ready to do business in America. For guess who? The same names keep turning up again and again. Theodore Shackley, Richard Secord, Thomas Kleins, our media hero Ollie is just a little bit player in this scam, General John Singlob, Frank Carlucci, Edwin Wilson, George Bush. That name keeps turning up too. This so-called wimp factor they've draped on him looks more like a mirage to me, designed to make him look cute so nobody becomes too alarmed at the prospect of a former CIA director becoming president of the United States. If the secret team's man does become president, you can bet your life people will start to disappear. And if the cops came along one night to drag you away, do you really think any of your neighbors would even care? Do you think your neighbors would care? Half the country wanted Nixon lynched when he tried to pull this off with Watergate, but even people my age don't even remember Watergate anymore. We were 16 at the time. It was everywhere. It was all anybody talked about. But now it's erased. Nowadays, even Congress and most of the press just cover up. Nowadays, it really is just business as usual. Out in the open, business as usual. FBI spying on sanctuary and peace groups. Nothing is done. Someone breaks in and photographs lists of refugees they've got in San Francisco, and then these same lists mysteriously turn up in the hands of the same death squads the refugees fled in the first place. Nothing is done. The El Salvador death squads have turned up right here in America, in Los Angeles. According to the LA Weekly, a refugee leader was kidnapped and raped with a broom handle in a van. Well, if you think it's funny, wait till it happens to you, Jack. Kidnapped and raped with a broom handle in a van just driving along the freeway. She was blindfolded, and she heard voices say, "You tell your friends, we're here now." Nothing is done. And who's going to do anything about it? You? Me?
American law says these kind of complaints must be taken to the FBI. How convenient. How new age. Love, American Death Squad style. A full-on yet unseen dictatorship where the guns with eyes follow you, just like in Chile or Guatemala or Sun Myung Moon, South Korea. Love, American Death Squad style. Sounds okay. What's in it for me? I'm tired of all the crime stories I read about in the papers. Every neighborhood should have their own Bernhard Goetz. Love, American Death Squad style. There's writing on the wall. This is where we're going, folks. Right before Nixon's attorney general went to jail, he said, if you think America is right-wing now, just you wait. What will Ed Meese say right before he goes to jail? Love, American Death Squad style. We interrupt this program with another special bulletin. A secret team owned and operated our scariest criminals all along. Has the bloodless coup already gone down? What can we do besides shut up and buy? I'm scared. I'm scared. I want to be alive. I want to make noise. I want to use my ideas. I want to make more records. What is this, Germany 1933? Why do I feel like there's only 5 more years? Love, American Death Squad style. 5 more years.